And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of May, 2014. It's the anniversary of the great Supreme Court decision, 1954, ruling that school segregation was a violation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. An 8-year-old girl, Linda Brown, in Topeka, Kansas, had to walk 21 blocks every day to an all-black elementary school, even though she lived just 7 blocks from another elementary school, one for white children. Her father asked the school to let his daughter attend the white school. They said no, and so it came up through the courts. There actually were 5 school segregation cases from different states on the docket. The court combined them all under one name, Brown versus Board of Education. It first came before the court in 1952, when only 4 of the 9 were in favor of overturning segregation. The next year, the Chief Justice Fred Vinson died, and Earl Warren became the new Chief Justice, and that tipped the balance, made the vote 5-4 in favor of overturning segregation. But Chief Justice Warren wanted a unanimous decision for such a controversial case, and he got it. It was on this day, 1803, Beethoven's famous Kreutzer Sonata for Violin was first performed. It was performed by a violinist named George Bridgetower, with Beethoven at the piano. But afterward, Beethoven and Bridgetower got into an argument, and so Beethoven undedicated it from Bridgetower, dedicated it to Rudolf Kreutzer, the violinist, instead. Although Kreutzer took one look at the sonata, said it was too difficult, and he never played it. It's the birthday of the composer Erik Satie, born in northern France in 1866, whose compositions often include unusual instructions to the musicians, such as light as an egg, with astonishment, work it out yourself. Satie owned 12 identical velvet costumes. He owned nearly 100 umbrellas, played at night in a cabaret in a dangerous neighborhood of Paris, and walked back home with a hammer in his pocket for protection. And he lived entirely on food that was white: egg whites, sugar, fat, veal, coconuts, chicken, turnips, pastry, and white cheese. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Bass, Deceiving the Gods. The old Jews rarely admitted good fortune, and if they did, they'd quickly add, Kinabora, let the evil eye not hear. What Dummkopf would think the spirits were on our side. But even in a tropical paradise, laden with sugarcane and coconut, something like the shtetl's wariness exists. In Hawaii, I'm told, a fisherman never spoke directly, lest the gods arrive at the sea before him. Instead, he looked at the sky, the fast-moving clouds, and say, I wonder if leaves are falling in the uplands. Let us go and gather leaves. So, my love, today, let's not talk at all. Let's be like those couples eating silently in restaurants, barely a word the entire meal. We pitied them, but now I see they were always so much smarter than we were. A poem by Ellen Bass, Deceiving the Gods, from her collection Like a Beggar, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.